The Guardian.
The Guardian Books Podcast with Claire Armistead.
Hello. The winner of this year's Booker Prize has just been announced, and it's Howard Jacobson with the Finkler Question. I'm Claire Armistead, and with me to discuss the meaning of this is Sarah Crown and Benedicta Page. As listeners to our weekly books podcast will know, we've been rooting for Howard Jacobson all year, so we're rather pleased about this, Sarah, aren't we?
Yes, very pleased.
Tell us a little bit about it. Ben, will you just explain exactly what it's about?
Yes, it's about three male friends, ageing and elderly. Two of them are Jewish and one of them is not Jewish. And he's rather concerned about this whole question of what being Jewish involves and is all about. His name is Julian Treslov, and one evening he is mugged on the London streets. He's mugged by a woman, and he's very shocked by this. And he also, the woman says something very ambiguous to him, which he thinks maybe was "you Jew." And this becomes a bit of a starting point for the whole plot as he explores what that question about Jewishness involves. And it's also very much about the three men and their relationships with women.
Sarah, he's mugged by something else as well, isn't he? Which is the realisation that he's been upstaged by his two friends who've both been widowed, and
yes,
he hasn't.
Horrendous. Jacobson does it very amusingly. This appropriation of grief, this sense that, you know, not only are these people mourning for their dead wives, which he thinks is awful, and you know, his heart goes out to them, but what's really concerning him is the fact that, not being in a relationship himself, he's worried that he's never going to feel this depth of grief, and so he's envious of their misery.
And he's also envious of their culture, isn't it? Isn't he?
Yes.
There's a whole thing about Jewish food, Jewish jokes. He can't quite hack it. Yeah. Jewish jokes.
there's a wonderful bit when he's trying to do Jewish humour to this woman Hepzibah, who is his lover in the book at various points, and he throws in, you know, he has a so and a shrug and all of this kind of stuff, and she is just absolutely not buying it. And it's again Jacobson. Well, he's the master of comedy in fiction, and he does it brilliantly. The set pieces are fantastic in the book.
Now, Ben, you work for the book seller as well as now working for us part-time, which is a great joy to us. Is this a good win for the books trade?
Yes. Howard Jacobson has got the reputation of being always the bridesmaid and never the bride. He's been so much shortlisted and expected to win, and yet has never won one of these big prizes. So this is a big moment, and he has a lot of fans among booksellers and in the trade. It can't be said that this book has been selling like hotcakes. It's not.
It has been selling like cold cakes, really, hasn't it?
Essentially, it's been very much outsold by other candidates on the shortlist, particularly Emma Donoghue's Room, which has really been doing extremely well. So this will give it a much needed boost and hopefully bring him to a whole new set of readers.
But Sarah, the bookies are going to be very delighted, aren't they?
Yes, they're going to be thrilled. And they really lost out last year when Hilary Mantel won, because she was the out-and-out favourite all the way through. And then she won and they had to pay out massively. And this year they were concerned that either Emma Donoghue or Peter Carey or Tom McCarthy
because
would
they win. Actually, Ladbrokes closed the
they
betting
did.
Because there was
yeah,
a
they closed
rush.
The book on Tom McCarthy because there was a rush of dubious betting on him. Though clearly now that's obviously just a weird coincidence. But Jacobson was just not figuring at all on the odds, which is strange because he has been a name, you know, in the literary industry. His name has been up there all the way through, but obviously that hadn't been reflected in the betting. So yeah, the bookies are going to be very good.
So now this is obviously the winner's night, and Howard, we are absolutely delighted for you. However, we do need also to look at the competition a little bit. So let's look at the other contenders. Did you feel sure that Howard was going to win?
It's been the strangest year for it because, again, as I said, with last year with Hilary Mantel, we were all so sure that she was going to win, although foolishly I failed to bet on her myself. And this year it has been so much more wide open. We were talking on the desk just this afternoon about who we thought would win, and everybody picked a different contender. And for me, it's changed pretty much day to day. I thought, you know, well, Emma Donoghue's going to win, but oh no, she's probably more likely to win The Orange. And Peter Carey's book's really good, but he's won twice before, and there always seems to be a reason why various contenders wouldn't make it. So it's been a really strange year for it this year. Mm. Wide open field.
I do think it was very, very difficult to decide. I just started reading C and was loving it. And so I had thought, and perhaps been rather drawn in by all this discussion about and all this betting on C, and had thought maybe that was going to be a strong contender. But I have to say, there were voices in the trade who have been backing Howard Jacobson all along, particularly John Howells at Waterstones, who I think will have made some money on his punt tonight.
So now, Sarah, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of this, which is that there are people who don't think this is Howard Jacobson's best book.
Yes, to be honest, me among them, I thought The Finkler Question is a great novel, but it wasn't for me as good as Kuliki Knight's, I think it was his 2005 novel. But I thought that was just, it was just a better, chunkier, meatier, more substantial, more ambitious book. And I didn't understand at the time why he wasn't in contention for that so strongly. But then we've also had people, for example, Jonathan Beckman, who wrote on our blog about it, who said Jacobson should not win, I'm quoting now, because he has played up to the vague notions of the reviewers and judges and flattered them into thinking that in The Finkler Question, he has something interesting to say about Jewishness.
Yeah, so that does throw up the whole question of whether or not we do trade in clichés about Jewishness. Interestingly, we had Jonathan Safran-Foer on this books podcast a little while ago when he was in the country publicising his vegetarianism book. And he said if Howard Jacobson had been American, he would be one of the greats. But we sort of don't quite know where to put Jewish writers.
It's a fascinating and unresolved issue. And perhaps by winning tonight, Jacobson will have proved his critics wrong, given a more sort of solid basis for the idea of Jewish writing in Britain. Because in America, as you say, you know, it's huge. Philip Roth, you know, it's a massive industry over there, really.
It's interesting that you mentioned Philip Roth, because that's another thing about Jacobson. A lot of his books are about elderly people. There aren't many young people in them, are there?
No, that's true. And he often is given this tag of the British Philip Roth.
Of course, Howard is not notably modest, or at least he's not modest in jest. he said he wasn't the British Philip Roth, he was the Jewish Jane Austen. What do we think about that, Ben?
I love that. I think that's a wonderful...
That's a typical Jacobson line, isn't it?
And in that case, absolutely deserving of the Booker Prize.
Do you think that this has things for young people, or do you think it's going to have an elderly readership?
I must admit, the age did feature in my reading of it. I mean, I've been thinking very much about, you know, you were talking about the preponderance of elderly characters in Jacobson. One of his books that I enjoyed very much was The Mighty Waltzer, which, of course, was about his youth and growing up. I did feel this novel did speak to an older readership, I have to say. I can't see a 20-something sort of rushing to resonate with the themes in it, but I could be proved wrong.
Well, there we go. Howard Jacobson wins the 2010 Booker Prize. And I just want to quote you Jonathan Safran-Foer's quote from the front of the book, which is says, a real giant, a great, great writer. And I can honestly use that well-worn cliche, you heard it here first, because he said it on the Guardian Books podcast.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.